Welcome, everyone, to Every Week Casts with Monster Girls. I'm your host, Russ Walsh. With me, as always, is co-host Alan Black.
And hello.
And this week, we have a very special guest, a friend of the show, a luminary in his field, co-host of hit after hit podcasts like the Armless Octopus podcast.
I think we changed to Armless Octopus.
The Chunky Gaijin podcast.
I think we've shared too much identifying information about me already.
The Rude Boys, it's T-Bliss. Welcome, T-Bliss.
What up? Nope. Yeah, the Rude Boys with T-Bliss was my really breakout.
That was his That was your reggae podcast, right?
Your reggae acapella podcast.
I miss it sometimes, you know?
We had Jonathan Colton on for an episode.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, Joko?
He's been on everything, am I right?
Well, no, I mean, he's not been on our podcast. Because we're not popular or successful in any way.
But this
we talk
podcast
about
right
Sonic's
now is.
Dick and pizza. That's slowly killing us every week. But that's not what we're
I'm
discussing.
I'm pretty sure that was actually like the whole premise of that 90s cartoon show, actually.
The Sonic cartoon show?
Yeah, the Sonic cartoon show. Wasn't that just about his dick the whole time?
No,
it was subtextually about his dick, but that's everything.
Yeah, I mean, I could have sworn. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Call me crazy.
Remember for me, everything about Sonic's about his dick, but that's neither here nor there.
Remember
today, we're here
Sonic
to talk about Monster
Girls. Remember when Sonic kept waving his gun around and being like, bastard, waving around like a big dick and shoving it in Sally's face? It's a good show. You know what's another good show? Monster Musume. This is the worst. I'm sorry. Alan, please continue.
Oh, yeah, Monster Musume is unlike what Russ said, in that it's
bastard.
Not awful.
Yes. Die, motherfucker.
It's a beautiful, heartwarming story about a faceless protagonist man and the beautiful monster women that love him.
Yes, like we love them. Like, yeah. Wait, love him.
Does he? Do they really just go full on no feature face?
He has no eyes.
He has eyes occasionally when needed.
Well, we'll see. So T-Bliss here has not seen
the
show.
It's a metaphor.
Yes, it's a metaphor for a lot of things.
I'm aware of it.
You're aware of the existence of Monster Girls and their place in our hearts.
Yes.
So
and in our culture.
Let's just go and get the show on the road because we're a little bit crunched for time here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to count down to three. I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, play. And when I say play, press play, and then you listeners at home can watch it in sync with us as we commentate over it. And then we'll take some fan questions at the end. All right.
This explanation is the best part of the podcast. I just want to say that.
So far, it's really entertaining.
I haven't said anything problematic or talked about waving a gun around. So let's go ahead and start.
Bastard.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
Baby.
Yeah. So I'm going to do 3, 2, 1, play, and then click play. We're all watching it on Crunchyroll.
Wait, so are we clicking it on play?
Yes, we are clicking on play.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to actually 3, 2, 1 play. Click? No, I'm okay. I just want to be absolutely
I will say play.
Clear.
Yes, I will say play.
It's freaking J.K. Simmons and Whiplash here.
Morning, J.K. Rowling, get out of here.
What does that have to do with anything? We're going to have another Mark Maron Seaman moment here.
Harry Potter has lots of monster girls in it. Think about it.
It's true.
Yeah,
Hagrid's fucked most of them.
Yeah, Hagrid has. Okay, so we're going to do 3, 2, 1, play. You've already heard me explain it. Okay, so when you guys are ready, 3, 2, 1, play. You're seeing a horrible racist man screaming now.
In many ways, humanity
so it's already,
is the true monster.
So it's already been confirmed that he's racist.
He's racist against monster girls. And that's
against
why he got
monsters.
Blonde man, this man in the green jacket has
come
look,
to know him. He does have eyes. He lied to me.
Well, now he does not.
This whole... But he does have eyes. It's like more of like a lack of eyes, you know?
Oh, this is a good scene. She's slapping him.
This is good stuff.
He has eyes in this shot, too.
Yeah.
I gather,
look. Oh,
what?
That's
I
a
like
sick
how he doesn't.
Shirt.
He doesn't recognize himself because his memory had eyes.
Do you think maybe her idealized version of him having eyes is some sort of deeper meaning to that?
No.
I think. Oh, I definitely think so.
I think maybe his eyes represent the windows to the soul. Maybe she.
Oh no.
In dreaming that he has eyes, wishes that he would be more open with her.
Here's Poppy the Harpy. Legendary character, literary favorite. You know, she doesn't quite hit the same buttons in the culture as some of these characters do, but I feel like she'll go down as the one of the Miss Havisham of anime.
It's true.
You know what my least favorite part about this whole part is that now I'm going to have to watch this entire opening before we can continue talking about relevant things.
This is good stuff.
The opening is good.
Yeah. Now, as we've said in the past, it's a bummer that they did not get Kanye West's Monster as the opening track.
True.
That is
That's probably obvious choice.
The only thing holding this show back.
Yeah. T-Bliss, have you watched the first episode?
Of this show?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Was I supposed to?
No, you don't have to. No. Any episode is like watching like a great film or a great piece, you know, reading
it stands
one of the
on
works
its
of Ernest Hemingway. But it enhances it once you know his whole oeuvre. So.
Oh, got it.
So just from visuals alone, who's your favorite Monster Girl so far?
I mean, there's so many to choose.
Can you also make it a bit more mouth breathy, just to really your selection?
I mean, I have so little information to choose Best Girl right now.
I'm pretty sure it's called visual storytelling, T-Bliss.
Yes,
that's true. That's a good point.
Here we are. The horny.
I mean,
bomb.
I would have to choose probably like, I mean, Water Girl. Yeah,
the slime girl.
You mean a slime girl.
Slime girl, sure. Yeah.
Water is actually her weakness. She's
that's
weak
true.
To water.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes, she gets
most
deleted.
Most these girls'
by it.
Weaknesses is water. If you think about it,
that's weird.
Except the mermaid. But
you. What do you think about Poppy's jorts?
I think they're amazing. Seen amazing. I made the same joke before.
Oh, good. I'm glad to see that on episode 2.
We tried to record this before
managed.
And when it wound up messing up, so we were just making the same jokes again.
Listen, it works perfectly good.
I don't know. Poppy could be a strong candidate for best girl number 2.
Really? Oh, goodness gracious.
She's my second least favorite.
Wow.
Well, good. Then now I'm just here to be contentious.
You asshole. We already know that she's one of Tarantino's favorites.
Because she grabs things with her feet
yeah.
a lot.
Well, I mean, she's a harpy. What else is she supposed to do? She has no... She barely has a hand. Mm-hmm.
That's true, but it seems like the kind of thing that... Well, another thing about the Monster Girls is a lot of them... None of them have human feet. So I don't know if Tarantino would just hate all of them or if he'd like her the most.
I think he'd like her a lot because he'd probably love the idea of like Uma Thurman picking everything up and using her feet for everything.
Yes.
I think that's one fantasy. Listen, I imagine having a girlfriend who could coil around me and potentially murder me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad we share that same fantasy.
I mean, is it just me? Or, I mean, doesn't it kind of look like the wings are just like really just like sleeves rolled up? Like
she's got a hand in there. Like she's like cosplaying.
Right. So yeah,
she's
exactly.
A fucking faker.
Faker.
I mean, I'm not trying to be accusatory. It's definitely
Shock
just drop that. fucking drop that ice cream.
This what is very relatable to me.
Because Russ drops things all the time because he's a big sloppy boy.
No, this does not happen to me. Oh,
oh
no.
My god! Is this real?
This is real.
This is good stuff.
This happened in the manga.
I
might
don't
drop
doubt it.
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor, dude. It's a tribute.
Now, what's this a tribute to?
The people just don't understand. This is a world of fucking racists.
Now, hold on.
Why were there beans on the popsicle?
You don't have vein popsicles?
Oh. This poor horny man.
The thing is, he's not even that horny.
Yeah, he's not even really that horny.
No. He's got a horniness in his heart,
she's just a free spirit. She's a real Zoe Deschanel character.
Yeah, she's a manic pixie dream bird.
In a lot of ways, I can relate with that.
Yeah, we're all clueless about human society.
I mean...
Do you think that's something definitely Tarantino would be into? Is somebody using their foot to slam his head into a fountain?
I feel like at some point we're going to have to find a lull so that you guys can explain to me the Tarantino in-joke.
He loves feet.
He loves feet.
Oh,
have you ever watched any of his movies? He loves feet.
He wants to touch the feet.
He puts a foot shot of every woman in his movie ever.
Yeah.
God, she seriously, she just has mittens on. They're not real wings.
Do you think she's just wearing a big long skirt, Mia?
That's what it looks like. I'm just saying.
Mia the Lamia?
Oh. Oh, man. Maybe, is that the whole thing? Is that there actually, are they actually just real people?
No.
That's, no.
Oh, you're pissing me off. What did you think? She got those fucking ears, idiot. Ugh. Cancel the podcast.
This is pissing me off. Now look at this little girl. Look at the hair clip she has in her hair.
What is that? Oh, shit. What about that white string?
Look at the hair clip in Mia's hair.
Isn't it probably like a balloon or something?
Oh, it was a kite.
It's a kite. Yeah, we thought it was like a spider or something before. I don't know why.
Maybe we were all thinking about the spider girl, Arachnia.
I thought it was like foreshadowing. How is she going to peck at the girl? She doesn't have a beak. She's just going to kiss her? Just like smooching kids in the park? That's a bad idea.
You can't just do that. It's like the Eric Andre show. Don't let me hold your baby. Let me smooch your baby. I let Mia smooch my baby if I knew where they came
from. Here's a good scene. She winks at the camera.
She's winking at me specifically.
Russell. Well, yeah, I my notes yeah, was everybody, everybody 3,100
stop
emojis.
Stop looking at it. That wink is only for Russ.
Thank you.
I thought it was only for me, because I gave it 3,100 emojis in my notes. That's also a good shot.
It's a good shot. That's like, did PTA direct that?
Paul Thomas Anderson?
Yeah. There will be boobs. That's my Funny or Die parody.
Nice. I tell it to die.
College humor, I guess.
Oh my god.
It was a good shot.
Doesn't that happen to you all the time?
Fall out of trees. I mean, listen. If it didn't, then I just would be confused every day, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
What a hero.
Yeah. The hero, really.
If you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I want to do right now, so please explain.
No, this guy. This fucking guy.
Hey, get out of here. It's the anime Paul Blart.
I like how he looks. The eyes are almost the same, except that they just don't have the extra ring on the outside.
And,
has pupils.
Yeah.
What's his deal? He's like an evil version of our protagonist because he can. he's seen hatred and he's seen darkness and it's given him the irises. Look at him, he's staring into me.
he's trying to peer into their souls with his horrible foul jellies in his head.
What's the Naruto thing again? What does Sasuke have?
I don't fucking know. You're the Naruto man. Oh, she said darling there.
Take a drink of the liquid of your choice.
I was gonna say, is that a drink sign on this show?
She says it a lot.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say something now. Don't watch this show drunk. Keep sober so you can catch every detail.
Yes.
You know, right. You don't go into friggin' 2001 A Space Odyssey high or drunk or something. Yeah,
Nobody's ever done that in the history of time.
Kubrick, I think this is what Kubrick would have wanted to make.
Oh, because at the end, instead of turning to a space baby, he was originally supposed to turn into a snake girl. But the studio wouldn't let him.
Horny snake girl.
So who's this? Is this the pimp?
No, she's the government.
She's a government agency. They're kind of like a foreign exchange program where they have to house these monster girls and
host
families.
She's also the worst.
She's the pimp. Come on, let's not lie about it.
In a way, except nobody's profiting from it at all.
No.
Well, you know, sometimes you just do it for the love of the craft.
If you think about it, though, the government is kind of like a pimp because they're exploiting us all.
Yeah, this dick ain't free. I get it, Kendrick.
I feel like you guys are only focusing on the negative aspects of being a pimp, not the positives.
Oh, not the cool, just like flashy clothes aspects like Outkast would promote.
Right, and then just in general, setting up one lone bachelor with several monster girls.
Yeah, that's a good aspect.
Monster girls are too pure. They're monogamous. I think, well, actually, no, most of the monster girls are not monogamous.
They're not.
Kind of a point that's later in the series. But
yeah, that comes into play like pretty importantly later.
They come into this world and they learn the power. Listen to me, the straight white guy. I know what's up. Okay?
That's the new name of our show.
I knew there's a reason why I just implicitly believed you.
Yeah, she's a child.
Yeah.
Just a simple child.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. Drama.
This is fucked up. Like, the band.
Oh, this is a good rattle sound effect. I like that. Yeah. That's a nice touch.
Look at Poppy there. She's like, what the hey? Hey.
Well, is this when we get, like...
Now, you get a little bit. So, you know she has a butt.
You get a weird butt shot.
I was going to say.
But we don't know if she has a butthole or not. This is a big point of contention.
And I can see where that point of contention would come up. Is, oh my god, are these really the splash screens between
yep.
Oh my.
The eye catches?
God.
That one's not as bad.
I think
only because they cut off the right side of it, where it's probably like fucking nipples hanging out of the shirts or something. I sound like such an old man right now.
yes, you do. You just don't understand the innocence and purity of these beautiful young
innocence.
Girls.
You just tried to describe a 100% ecchi show as innocent.
What are you talking
it
about?
It is. Nobody has sex in the show.
I wish they would.
I really wish they would.
You know, for the podcast, for the purposes of the podcast is what I'm talking about.
No, we try to keep transparent on the show. Like a television program Alan doesn't want me to talk about much anymore. I just realized. Now.
Oh, boy.
Jeffrey Tambor is going to sue us, Russ.
Yeah, Jeffrey Tambor wants my ass.
Also because you made fun of the SpongeBob movie.
I thought the SpongeBob movie was okay. It's just the last 30 minutes were bad.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
A real monster.
Well, you're a goofy goober.
So, T-Bliss...
With a horny ghost coming out of his mouth.
You're kind of out of our normal guest rotation.
Okay.
What do you feel about Centauria, the centaur, so far?
I feel like it's... In what sense?
I like Centauria. I'm just bummed she's a centaur.
Yeah, same. I think...
Well,
great personality.
Yeah,
the horse.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess the thing about it is that, like... Of all of the things that you're going to take a monster girl, right? The whole point of the monster girl is the fact that it's not something that's like already existing. But that's what a centaur is, you know. And it feels like a cop out, is what it feels like.
Well, most of these things are based in mythology. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're
that's
talking
true.
About like almost exclusively.
Now, is she a giant weeaboo?
Yes.
Probably. Yes.
She watched Fruits Basket when she was 15 and said, I am going to move to Japan. I'm going to start my own anime.
Well, here's the important question. If she's not going to be a centaur, then what is she? Like, what would you choose?
What do you think would fit her personality?
Any other of the monster girls. Just make her another snake girl. Or another spider girl.
Make everybody a snake.
Just another snake girl.
Yeah, or another spider girl.
Or spider. Spiders are cool, too.
She could be obsessed with another fetish that isn't bondage. That's what the spider girl's obsessed with, by the way.
Yeah, it's cool.
You couldn't tell from the intro.
Oh, this fucking horny thief. Everybody in the show is implicitly horny.
Yes. It's a universe run by horniness, and it's the pheromones these crazy monster girls brought into our world.
Yes.
Think about it.
It's weird that the protagonist is the least horny dude.
Well, that's what makes him the protagonist.
Yes.
It's his inner strength that really matters.
It's man versus...
You know?
It's all about conflict. It's man versus nature.
Yes.
Of course.
Nature is represented by the monster girls.
And horniness.
And horniness. Horniness is part of nature.
Do you think the hatred in the show stems from, like, prejudice or just angry...
It's twisted horniness.
Yeah, twisted horniness. Like, I can never fuck this monster girl. It's kind of like me. And that's where my inner hatred and conflict comes from.
Yeah, that's true.
That I, myself, Russ Walsh... Ever fuck a monster girl. Or be president after
you think
recording
Tarantino
all
directed
podcasts.
That shot too?
No, because it's a hoof.
Do you think Tarantino's like only into feet that have like toes on them?
Yeah, I think he's just in it for the toe.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Wait, he said Japan spells. Like, what the hell does that mean?
She was talking about how she thought there was some sort of weird Japanese spell or something that happened. If you run into somebody at an intersection, you're destined to fall in love with them or some bullshit.
Got it. Oh, because
she's a giant
she's
weeaboo.
A centaur. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Got it.
But she's got a sword.
Yes.
Oh my god! Why are there viewable nipples right now? Why can I see them?
Wait till you see the goo girl.
That's a fair point.
That's a
big
plot point later in the series, by the way.
No. I'm glad that you pointed out.
Remember that. Put it in your head.
Remember these nipples.
Well, also, but like, you know, if you're going to do them, you got to do them all the time, you know? Like, you know, we just saw a second movement seed, like right now, nothing.
Well, are your nipples always visible through your shirt?
Yes.
I mean, usually.
This is beautifully animated. You would not have...
Oh, boy. Oh, goodness. Yeah, it's perfect.
This is good stuff. This is quality stuff. Why... How did they get... Why are they trying to catch fucking Jason Statham Japanese style?
Yeah, fucking transporter over here. What's going on?
It's a fucking transporter. Well, okay.
I like this vaguely Western music.
You know, if you think about it, that was almost the famous E.T. shot that Steven
Spielberg She just killed somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is dead.
They're making a big deal of not, like... They're not allowed to, like... to hurt people, but she just, like, landed on a truck and exploded it.
Yeah, that truck exploded and that man is dead. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, he totally is doing it on purpose, right?
No, yeah. He's... Well...
I mean, let's face it.
Keep a grip and help her, like,
yeah.
You know.
Let's face it, the waist is right there.
Oh, no.
No, he's doing it because he knows that it's gonna get the most... Yeah, he knew this was gonna happen.
Of yeah. course.
He knew that guy would get a weird nose boner and then crash into some paint.
Yeah. You don't get weird nose boners yourself, T-Boys?
Oh, is that every time I have a nosebleed?
Yeah.
Is that what those are?
What happens is that so much dick rushes
so much
out
dick.
Of your... So much blood rushes into your dick that it snaps back and, like, bounces back up and shoots out your nose.
Like a rubber band.
Yeah. Or the tides... In the moon.
Oh, the moon. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I think.
That's why every 28 days I get a nosebleed.
How did that dude, like, how is he still even alive?
He just crashed into some paint. That can happen.
Mortal Kombat.
I don't know if that's, like, the most effective way to stop a sword blade.
Could have tried to catch it. I mean,
right? Or tackle the guy from behind.
Except it's a fucking sword, bro.
Well, there you go.
Ugh, human ass. Who
get
cares?
Out of here with that.
Yeah, get out of the get the fuck out.
I can see that all the time. Okay. I don't want to see that.
I was gonna say I can get that anywhere.
I want some Monster Strange, motherfucker. Remember when we used to pretend this show was gonna be classier than Hogcast, Alan?
And then we're just talking about Monster Strange.
Why would you think that this is going to be classier than Hogcast?
Because it's a literary
Hogcast,
work.
Yes, this is like the modern day Ulysses, is what I've always said.
It's Ulysses of Ulysses.
It's only the one chapter of Ulysses where they have sex, though.
Get Mike to listen to this just so we could make that joke again.
Yeah. I mentioned that I was doing a podcast with Russell Walsh, and he just went, ew.
That's a good reaction.
We're still going to get him on Hogcast one of these days.
It's going to be our cool idea channel special.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about the hottest vids about how wearables are evil, or how stuffing Tekken 2 up your butt is going to make you a better fighter. That's an idea.
Now,
right?
Now, T-Bliss, you think that Poppy's wings are actually some sort of weird gloves. Is that wearable tech?
I mean, if it's functional, sure.
I
guess it could always be a prototype.
You know, technology looks the same as magic if we don't understand it. Right, Brad?
That's true.
I sing the body electric.
Never better quoted.
That's about a robot grandma, Russ.
Yeah. Was it a sexy robot grandma? I'm still not really sure.
It depends on who you are. Beautiful story.
Beautiful art.
Yeah.
You'd rather watch that show?
No.
No, of course not.
Yeah, I mean, let's
not be
ridiculous.
Who gives a fuck about Hercules? So what do you think happened to the dude in the truck that exploded? Do you think Miss Smith just covered
himself
it up
for a great cause? I would have gladly died.
Well, you know what? Except if that guy didn't die crashing into the paint truck, and in fact actually was able to retrieve the sword and bring it, I'm going to guess that the guy who in the exploding truck is probably fine.
Okay.
You know,
I think the government probably just reimbursed him.
We have to use the context that's available to us in the episode, right?
Yes.
So, you know, I'm going to assume that he's alive.
Probably.
He jumped from the driver's seat. His truck is gone and his life is ruined, but he's alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he knew that, but he saw a big busty centaur jump on his truck.
That's not even physically possible.
It totally is. This is what happens when I eat salad.
The unlimited power of animation, buddy. She can't button her pants. It's cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, not with mittens for hands.
Oh.
Oh, no, hold on.
Man.
Oh, what a great, just a great work of text. Oh. So, okay. We've gotten a little closer, T-Bliss. Are you going to be watching week to week now?
I mean, do I really have a choice?
No.
When you think about it.
You have to find out how this thrilling story ends.
I mean, their Spider-Girl still has not shown yet, so obviously.
Oh. Are we... Am I detecting what might just be your favorite?
Who knows, you know? It's, like I said, it's still too early to say. Zombie girls are coming. That's good to know.
You guess she was a zombie already? She might have been Frankenstein, like I Frankenstein, starring Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah.
Do you know what the girl with the horn is? Ogre donkey.
A Shrek.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah. She's kind of like a sexy Shrek.
Now, you know how ogres, like, how, like, they grind up bones to make flour for bread? Would she grind up boners?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Dry boners.
Dried boners, of course.
Yeah. That's also... Isn't that an enemy in Super Mario... Brothers.
Yeah, dry boner.
Yeah, dry boner.
I hate that dry boner's not in Mario Kart anymore. That always pissed me off. Mm-hmm. Ugh. So you got a zombie, a shapeshifter thing, Cyclops, and Ogre.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow.
Oh, next episode preview.
Are you so ready? Are you so ready, dude?
Three's not enough, man. Need
Never
more.
Enough.
Don't worry, you'll get more. There's more in store, baby.
Now, these subspecies, I don't like the poultry one. That creeps me out. I don't like the implications of that.
I can't blame you. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to immediately click replay because, let's face it, I can't get enough.
Yeah.
Go back. You're not even going back to the first episode?
Mm-mm. No time.
Gotta relive that. Gotta chase that dragon. Good.
I feel like I already know enough. I don't want to waste any time by watching
old
things.
Are you worried that none of the episodes will be as good as the second one, and you're just going to rewatch this one every week instead of a new episode?
I can't risk it, you know?
Don't worry, they'll only get better. I can confirm this.
Definitely.
At one point, there's a sexy Spider-Woman. No, not the Marvel character.
Wait, hold on. Have you seen the episodes?
We've read the manga.
This is from reading the manga.
There's a sexy
It follows
lady.
The manga panel by panel.
There's a sexy dryad. T-Bliss, if you have a taste, it will be... what would be a good word for that? Accommodated.
There you go.
I'm looking through my thesaurus as we speak. Speaking of looking through something, I've got some questions sent to us via Twitter.
Oh, boy.
And... Yeah.
What kind of questions are they?
Well, I'll tell you. The first one is from a Twitter user @DeadAirwave, who asks, is Babs Bunny a monster girl technically?
No, she's a furry.
She's a big difference.
That's an important difference beyond that. I mean, I didn't realize that was the kind of viewers you had here. Confusing furries.
Oh, you thought
they're
like Cornell students and Harvard medical technicians and like.
Well, see, you know how like Harvard has those like online free lectures? That's what we were trying to get our podcast to be. Is we're just trying to publish this online. Is we're trying to get on those like online classes at University of Phoenix.
We're trying to get this registered as a TED Talk. So
yeah, it's gonna be TEDx.
TED Talk: The Importance of Monster Girls.
No, it's Everyday Healing with Monster Girls.
Okay.
Healing is actually not the best medicine. But Monster Girls are.
Yes. Do you want to handle the next one, Russ?
Oh yeah, of course. Twitter user Scratty Bones asks, "Do you consider Bunny Rabot a monster girl because her machine pieces make her a monster? Please respond." No.
Now, hold on. Now, what if... So, Bunny Rabot, for those who don't
know,
is the Sonic character who is a rabbit person, a Mobian, if you will, whose lower half of her body and one of her arms is replaced with robot parts. Now, what if...
No, that's a cyborg.
So,
that's
a cyborg.
A cyborg
that's
furry.
A cyborg furry. However, what if her legs and arm were replaced with a human legs and arm. Would she be a monster girl then?
Well, then you have a monster girl.
Well, she'd be sexy, but I wouldn't say she's a monster girl. Come on.
How so you think if it was reversed, then it would be a monster girl, right?
No, she's still full furry. If its torso and head is furry, it's furry.
Okay. That's respectable. Mm-hmm. I can... Yeah.
I disagree, but I can understand your point.
Disagree too, because I think as long as it's a fusion of the both.
My monster girl values, and I'm just glad you guys respect my conservative viewpoint.
Well, respect is maybe a strong word, but
yeah, it's more like I'm just not willing to argue with.
Yeah, I can't.
Get trumpet on this. To let me get the Firefly guy in and
on this. Oh, Trump has some really contentious views about monster girls, and El Chapo got angry at him.
it's only full monster.
God damn it. Speaking of full monsters.
Monster certificate.
Shonen 413 asked, will the snake girl just swallow me whole and end my suffering?
That sounds horrible.
It sounds horrible. And also there is
only well, I was gonna say only if that's what would get you to marry her.
Yeah, she would do that.
I think she would do it then.
There is a Monster Musume Vore fan fiction that I read where she does exactly that.
Wasn't there something about piss drinking in that too?
The slime girl appears from a toilet and drinks piss right from the main character's dick.
like it latches on?
Yes, and then also engulfs him whole.
I don't think I like that.
I don't like it at all. It was very bad.
I don't like that.
She emerges from the Sonic urinal.
Which is just there. Sonic Shadow's not happy.
The most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
It's good stuff. I don't know. Not be the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
No, I've seen some more disturbing stuff.
Okay. Pregnancy might be one of the worst, but I might have to.
You saw that picture of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man fucking the person from Monsters vs. Aliens, didn't you?
That's true. I forgot about that. our last question for the evening from Twitter user Bezelgrob. Are the snakes on a Medusa's head controlled by her, or do they have free will? The answer is complicated, but I'm just going to say it depends on how horny she is.
I don't think any of us have free will.
There you go.
So, well, no.
Think, chomp on that one.
Chomp on that one.
Well, okay.
Sometimes we get existential with the monster girls. It's okay.
I hate this.
What do you think Sartre's favorite monster girl was? What about Camus? What about all the French existentialist philosophers? That's what the Stranger was about.
Bacon has to say about this.
The Stranger was about him meeting a monster girl on the beach.
What does Sartre have to say about it?
He says, hell is other monster girls.
What about Nietzsche?
Nietzsche said monster girls are dead.
Who is the Ubermensch? No, who is the monster?
Yeah,
girl?
Yeah. Man is but a bridge. Yeah, yeah.
and Mia is a brick house.
Yeah, it's a beautiful note to end the show on, Russ.
Thank you, Russ, for sharing that with me.
Thank you for being on the show, T-Bliss.
She kind of has a butt. That's the thing we learned this week.
Well, maybe we don't know about the existence of an anus.
We don't know about exactly. There's cheeks.
My explanation for this is that the butt is purely developed to attract other human beings.
That's true.
That's really the purpose of the shape of our butts.
Yes, it's taught to us by prison school.
It's taught to us about prison school. That's boobs. Boobs are artificial butts.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah.
Yes.
God, this is so complicated.
Have you ever thought about
that? It's a multi-layered work. We're kind of like the Ulysses of podcasts.
Yes. And that's very confusing, and I don't think anybody actually ever finishes it. And just pretends to in a coffee shop.
Oh boy. Do we have a sign-off yet? I keep thinking we do.
I think you came up with one last time, but then you forgot it.
Okay. I could do the one that I tried last night. How about every week is a delight with a monster girl?
Perfect. Goodbye, every week everyone. Is a delight with a monster girl.